Welcome back to it. Debts and deficits are slowing down the Chinese economy. The tariffs, whether you like them or dislike them, are having an impact on the Chinese economy. Some would say it's having a very detrimental effect on the American economy as well. I haven't seen it where I sit, but that doesn't mean we wouldn't or won't. But the question of China and its economic situation is front and center all the time now. And now it has been tagged as a currency manipulator by the Trump administration, something he promised to do as a candidate but held off. And now he's holding off on some new tariffs. But let's get it all sorted out with John Tamney, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good to have you here. All right. So you're also the editor of Real Clear Markets, the author of Who Needs the Fed? What if a trade war is a bad move? What if this continues to be? Where are we in this? I mean, you get all sorts of different opinions and input. Where do you come down on all of it?
I think anytime you limit the ability of the American people to buy from whomever they want, you set the American people back. Let's remember, if people can't sell to us, they can't buy from us. And China is a huge market for U.S. producers. GM sells more cars in China than it does in North America.
But has China not behaved badly and manipulated its currency and done numerous things to extract money from the United States and not play fairly, not only with America, but been a bully on the world stage? Is that not fair to say?
China's a very poor country. It acted badly. I'm confused. China does what every other country in the world does. They maintain a currency relationship with the dollar. Are we mad at Hong Kong because they peg their currency to the dollar? Or are we mad at Panama because their economy is dollarized? Iran's economy is dollarized. The U.S. dollar factors into just about every global exchange, and so it would be economically suicidal for countries to not peg their currencies to the dollar. The Chinese don't manipulate their currency. What they do is they import dollar policy. When the dollar is rising, the yuan is rising. When the dollar is shrinking, the yuan is shrinking. That's what every country does. I don't see why we're going after the Chinese for it.
Well, I mean, when you look at China and it comes to stealing trade secrets or intellectual property, I mean, there's a whole host of things that China has done that I think is pretty well documented. And so maybe it's a reaction to a laundry list of things that China has done in relationship to trade and manufacturing and everything else. Maybe it's part of a collective response.
No, but I think we have to address each thing. For one, China's just doing what everyone else does in terms of currency, in terms of stealing secrets. Should Henry Ford have been in jail?
Potentially.
Should we put Thomas Edison in jail?
Yeah, potentially. Actually, when you say that potentially, yeah, they did steal from a lot of people. There's no question about that. But
Bill Gates and Steve Jobs freely acknowledge that, as Steve Jobs said, great artists steal all the time. This is the norm in a dynamic industry. Michigan's a big football state. The NFL.
So wait a second. You're not honestly telling me that you have no issue with China stealing what would otherwise be patented ideas from people in America or Europe or wherever? You know, patents and patent laws protect people and their intellectual property. China steals that routinely, and you say that's okay because that's what everybody does.
Yeah, wait a second. So, see, is it that the Chinese are unique in this way? They're thieves. This is based on your studies. You found that the Indians don't steal ideas, that the greatest American entrepreneurs ever don't routinely lift ideas. Could I steal your genius? You know, Elon Musk freely tells people, come into my factories, look at whatever you want to do. Look all you want. You think you can recreate my genius? Good luck, but give it a try. Come on in and look.
So we should suspend the patent office.
Well, no, I think this notion that the government is in place to protect businesses, that's not its purpose. The government's in place to protect our liberties. And if it's suddenly going to be about, quote, stolen ideas, goodness, you know, U.S. innovation, the U.S. manufacturing base was created in many instances by people who would go over to England and quite literally memorize what they saw in factories and then come back in the U.S. and recreate it. I could follow Steven Spielberg around for years and years, but I can't make a Steven Spielberg movie. And so I think we're making a big deal out of nothing. The Chinese are doing what we've always done, and to stop them from doing it would be to stop.
But progress. If a little guy, hold on there, I'm going to just respectfully disagree with you on that point, because if you have a little guy that creates an item, let's say it's intermittent windshield wipers, and a Chinese factory comes along because they have the backing of the Chinese government and unlimited resources and steals that idea, that's not okay. And you can't sit there and tell me that that's okay because it goes on all the time.
Wait a second, Steve. Two things. If something is so basic, if there's a market good that's so basic that someone can just mimic it, it's probably not worth protecting in the first place.
Well, that's not what the United States Supreme Court said about intermittent wipers, now is it?
Well, wait a second. It wouldn't be worth protecting. If you think that the Chinese couldn't then make a wiper on their own, if something's so easy to recreate that they actually need to discover to steal the IP to create an intermittent wiper, I mean, come on.
Do you not believe? Well, you don't believe in the patent laws, then. You don't believe in innovation and ingenuity and being able to protect that for at least a limited period of time.
I believe in all those things, and implicit in what you're saying.
I don't get that
impression. Without big government, and let's add in, you're saying, oh, well, they've got the backing of the government. Oh, so that's why they're successful. So are you saying that if our government wasted more money and got more in bed with business in the
I was
United
referring
States
to the Chinese government specifically, and only the Chinese government, and the theft of intellectual
Chinese,
property worldwide, which is well documented time and time again, John. You know damn well it's well documented, and you know this goes on, and it's wrong.
And it's wrong what they do. Agree every time that big government is bad, that it slows down commerce.
Stealing the ideas of people and companies is wrong, which is why I have patent office. We have to leave it there, John. We can pick up the conversation next time. Absolutely pick up the conversation next time. Love having you here. More to talk about, but we're up against a hard break. Sorry about that. John Tamney, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. Quick break. We'll be right back.